Are you ready to bring your dream body and health into life, but just can't seem to keep the motivation going? And is it finally time to address the self-sabotage and the unwanted eating behaviors such as binge eating, emotional eating, and nighttime eating that you know are getting in the way of your goals? Do you ever wonder what it would take for you to feel in control of your rituals so that you can stay consistent and see results? Welcome to this week's special Make Peace with Food Minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, where you'll learn how to overcome unwanted eating behavior and other self-sabotaging habits by shifting your nervous system so that your body works with you instead of against you. I'm your host, Sherry Chaban, and with each episode, I am honored to be your coach and guide in the journey to make peace with food and find food and body freedom so that struggle with weight is a thing of the past. When you tune in every Thursday on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast, you'll catch the latest conversation on unwanted eating behaviors and learn how to shift the nervous system, rewire the brain to new patterns, and end the food and body obsession so you finally feel relaxed and no longer confused around food. Now, before we begin, I want to quickly invite you to grab a free copy of my food freedom ebook that I have for you at makepeacewithfood.com. And if you find that this conversation resonates with you today, then I also want to invite you to join our free Make Peace with Food Facebook community at myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com, where you can connect with me and my team directly. The links are in the show notes. And of course, if you know somebody who you feel could benefit from these conversations and discussions, make sure to share this podcast with them too. All right, athletes, now let's get into it. Today, we're going to be talking about what's keeping us trapped in the binge cycle. And what's super interesting about this conversation is how ridiculously simple this is going to be, but also how very challenging this will be to actually implement. And so I'm curious if you already have an idea as to what I will be discussing today. Do you have an idea as to where this conversation is going to take us? And what could that thing be that's keeping us trapped in our cycle? So one of the things that we oftentimes don't think about is how we are conversing with ourselves, how really we are engaging with ourselves. And you'll begin to notice that, if you haven't already, that there's this voice in our head that is always speaking to us. There's this voice in our head that is most oftentimes speaking down to us, really making us feel like we're not enough, making us feel like no matter how much we're trying or how much we're committing to ourselves, it's still not good enough and it's just not going to work. So have you identified that voice? Do you know what I'm talking about? I bet you do, because we all have it. We all have this voice in our head, and this voice in our head is actually constantly in a negative bias. And not because it's trying to be mean, it's actually quite the opposite. It's actually trying to keep us alive. It's actually coming from such a loving place. So even though it's so incredibly critical and it's always bringing up things to worry us, things to maybe make us have more anxiety, maybe things to stress about, it's actually doing this from such a loving place. So do you resonate with that? Do you identify that voice? Have you noticed that you have that voice in the mind? And if you do, share with me, how does that voice tend to generally speak to you? Is it kind or is it not so kind? Now, we've been having conversations every single week talking about protection mode and really talking about the nervous system. Because if we're able to, first of all, acknowledge what's going on in the nervous system, create awareness around which nervous system state we're in, and then learn, more importantly, how to shift our nervous system at will so that we're constantly in a place of response to what's going on in our environment versus reaction to our environment, and keeping in mind that there's this voice in our head that always has a negative bias, with all of that together, we're actually going to constantly be able to find what we call our center. Now, our center is that place that we can default to. It's where we can take action from with a decisive mind. So I'm going to repeat that again. When we are in our center, we're actually able to choose our responses to certain things versus react to them. Now, what does that word react versus respond mean? And I'm going to add that it's really one word that really makes the difference. And that one word is decision. That one word is choice. When we react to things in our environment, we're actually not in the driver's seat of our decisions. We're actually just kind of following in a responsive way, in a reactive and reflexive way to what is going on in our environment, but not necessarily choosing a decision from that highest place of ourselves, from that highest self, that vision of ourselves, of our future self, maybe, that we are wanting to move towards. But when we allow for awareness, when we're able to create awareness, then we can actually start to respond to things in our environment simply by choosing that response. So here's what I mean. If you're currently stuck in a binge cycle, it's going to feel like as soon as there's a trigger, whether you are aware of a trigger or not at this point, as soon as you're triggered, you're going to automatically find your thoughts and your emotions and your actions bringing you towards food to cope with whatever you're currently feeling. And so it almost feels like things happen in my environment. I can't control how I feel. And the only way out is really to soothe myself or to find that comfort through food. Whereas when you're able to create that awareness, notice that that's a trigger, notice that there's a particular emotion coming up for you, learning how to decipher the emotion, because every single emotion that we actually experience is trying to give us a message for our higher good, really for us to actually be able to protect ourselves. And this actually comes from a very loving place. Even if what we're experiencing is sadness or anger or fear, it still comes from a place of love. But when we're able to step back and create that awareness and realize that this is an emotion that I'm experiencing, I have the tools to be able to sit in this emotion. Eventually, it's going to pass through me. Now I can take the next action step. And that action step is a choice. Do I move towards food to soothe, or do I look for something else to cope with what I'm feeling, or maybe even to just allow for it to pass, knowing that it's very temporary. What I'm actually experiencing in terms of my emotion is very temporary. And now we call this emotional regulation, being able to recognize your awareness, recognize your emotion, being able to really create awareness around what that emotion is, being able to discover what the meaning is or the message behind that emotion is, and then using that information to take action. And now we teach all of this in our Make Peace with Food course, and this is really where the magic happens. Really being able to understand that every single emotion is a message coming from a place of love. And now we can do something about that. But what keeps us trapped then? So if we can create awareness, and if we can start to maybe apply some tools to help us regulate our emotions, what could keep us stuck? Well, the only way that we stay stuck in protection mode is if we continuously trigger protection mode. And the way that we trigger protection mode is from stimulation from our environment. So we pick up the stimulation from our five senses. It gives us a particular feeling or emotion. And from that, we take action. And so I'm going to ask you this question. How does it feel when you're having a conversation with somebody who's being so critical of you, who's being so rude to you, who's being so mean to you? What ends up happening? Do you feel like that motivates you? Or do you feel that that actually hinders your motivation? It actually makes you feel very heavy in your body, makes you feel not enough. It almost makes you feel like, what's the point? I'm just going to throw in the towel. And so the one thing that keeps us trapped in our binge cycle is our judgmental stance. It is that judgmental mind that is constantly running, that we have no control over. It's almost like a wild horse that gets to be our boss, that gets to tell us who we are, how we should behave, and begins to even tell us what's going on in the world around us. It starts to make up stories between us and other people. Maybe when we send off a text message to somebody and we don't get an immediate response, that voice begins now to fabricate a whole huge story about how we are being abandoned or rejected in some way, or how we are unworthy in some way. And so being able to recognize that this voice, even though it is constantly negative, actually comes from a very loving place, we now can acknowledge this voice as almost a separate entity, identifying that that voice is speaking and we are the listener. We are the witness of that voice. And now, of course, this takes practice. And this requires certain tools to help you really be able to do this, to be able to shift from a judgmental stance to a non-judgmental stance. And of course, this is the work that we do together in Make Peace with Food. But the more we have that voice in our head constantly telling us that we're not enough, constantly trying to decide what our self-concept is or what our identity is for us, constantly using all belief systems, past experiences, painful memories and traumas to really control our lives and to really keep us safe, what it's actually also doing is constantly re-triggering us into protection mode. You see, we can't transform when we are self-loathing. We can't guilt or shame ourselves into transformation. We can only love ourselves through it. And as corny as that sounds, just pause here a moment and reflect on that. Has the negative self-talk ever actually helped you achieve what it is that you want to achieve? Or has it always kept you stuck? And so if we don't address this voice in our mind, and if we don't address all of the past traumas that are still continually being in our day-to-day present life through the constant remembrance of these traumas, we are just the walking side effect of these traumatic events, day in and day out. Not realizing that all we're doing is reliving past experiences, past limiting beliefs, and constantly allowing that voice in our mind to lead us to continue to stay trapped in that place. And so if you really want to end the binge restrict cycle, you'll have to learn first and foremost how to address this voice in our head, how to separate ourselves, distance ourselves from that voice in our head, allowing ourselves just to be the witness of the voice, not actually engaging in the conversation, not adding to it, not feeding it, and definitely not resisting it. Because the way out is not actually through resistance of that voice. The more we resist, the more it persists. But instead, it's allowing ourselves to just be the observer of it. And with the tools then to create awareness around the emotions that we're experiencing and what the message is that these emotions are trying to give the body, through this work, we're now able to get in a place where we can respond to what's going on in our environment, where we actually now are in the driver's seat of our decisions. We decide what serves us best. We're not constantly in a state of reaction. Somebody cut us off. We had a bad day at work. Somebody spoke down to us. Maybe something didn't go our way. Maybe something we really, really, really wanted didn't end up happening. So as a side effect of all of these things going on in our life, instead of reacting to it, getting triggered, getting emotionally dysregulated, and then looking for an outlet, what we can do instead is learn to step back and break up the cycle where you eventually begin to see it like a movie running. You'll see what the trigger is. You'll see what created the trigger. You'll see what the thoughts and the emotions arising from the triggers are. You'll see how this begins to perpetuate into more emotions, more thoughts, more emotions, more thoughts. And now you're trapped in that cycle unless you understand that you can actually interrupt the pattern anywhere simply if you have awareness. Everything we do, still not good enough. We still should have done more. Even when we are seeing progress, don't you notice that it's still always reminding us of how much more we still have to go and trying to overwhelm us with how much commitment we still have to make in order to achieve these results? And that's what's so important. That voice is not you. The moment you have the tools to be able to separate yourself from that voice, notice that it's just that annoying companion that's always there, expecting it always just to have something negative to say, noticing that the first thing it says is probably going to be negative, but you can actually influence it to the positive the moment you know how to interact with that voice. And again, these are one of the most important tools that you'll ever learn to help you not just break any unwanted eating behavior, but any other self-sabotaging habit. Because this is what we tend to notice. When we have an unwanted eating behavior, what we actually have is a coping mechanism that we've set in place. And oftentimes that coping mechanism is coupled with something else, another substance, for example. It could be alcohol, it could be cannabis, it could be a recreational drug, it could even be TV, it could be shopping. anything that really helps you escape what you're currently feeling is something that you've set in place as a coping mechanism. And it has served you up until this point. And the goal here is not to demonize the coping mechanism that have served you. Some of us come from a very traumatic childhood, or maybe we've had very traumatic experiences. And so what actually helped us get through those moments is the coping mechanism that we've set place in. But at this point, it's now time to release it. At this point, you're here because you're noticing that your coping mechanism is no longer serving you. Maybe it once did during that time where you really, really needed it. But at this point, it's now no longer serving you and it's creating more damage than it is good. And you're starting to notice that. And also starting to notice that you're feeling so incompletely out of control of being able to regulate your emotions. But there is a way out. And no matter how long you've been trapped in the cycle, and actually what we tend to see in our program, those who are trapped the longest in the binge cycle or with any unwanted eating behavior or any self-sabotaging behaviors are the ones that see the most transformation. And so that is very interesting. The more you've actually been trapped in this place, the more you've experienced this, the more you've had absolutely enough and you're ready to make the change, the faster that change will be for you and the more efficient and impactful it will be. And you can do it. And we see this every single day. You may feel like you've tried just about everything under the sun. And again, if you've tried the things that were really focusing on the side effects of the root issue here, which is the nervous system, then I'm going to challenge you to not give up. Give yourself another try. Try something else. Try something new. Focus on the root cause of what's really going on here versus the side effects, which is just what we see on the outside. Remember that your body, your physical body, is an outward reflection of your internal environment. And that if we really want to release weight, if we really want to transform our health, then we have to actually focus on being healthy first in order for that to happen. And again, these are the tools that we share with you. And so if you are new to this group, or if you haven't yet taken advantage of your free 30-minute food freedom discovery call, now is your opportunity to do it. It is absolutely free. There are no strings attached. Here's what we're going to do on this call. We're going to discover what's behind your unwanted eating behavior. And if we discover that there is a nervous system issue at play, we're going to share with you different ways that make peace with food can support you. And if through this conversation, on the other hand, we discover that it's not the nervous system issue, it's actually something else, we'll also share with you some strategies to help you along your journey. But you'll be walking away from this call with so much clarity and clear vision around which step to take next. And so if you want to grab that opportunity to really address what's going on once and for all, what's behind your unwanted eating behavior, go ahead and schedule a call now. And remember that we are always a resource for you. The more you immerse yourself in this conversation, the more you move away from focusing on the food and the exercise to really get out of this cycle, the more you actually focus on the root cause, the quicker you'll be out and you'll be out for good. So with that, I want to wish you a beautiful rest of your day and I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this week's Make Peace with Food minisode on the Fall in Love with Fitness podcast. If this has resonated with you today, I want to invite you to subscribe to the show so you never miss a beat. And if you know someone who could benefit from this conversation, then please share this episode with them. Let's work together to help as many people as possible make peace with food and fall in love with fitness. And by the way, I need to mention that if you rate and review this podcast on iTunes and send over the screenshot to Sherry at sherrychaban.com, you'll receive a $500 voucher to join me at one of my upcoming retreats or to use it in our Make Peace with Food coaching program. And don't forget to visit myfoodfreedomlifestyle.com to join the free Facebook group for more resources. And remember, athlete, you are an inspiration. I cannot wait to hear your story.